Good evening. Amen. Welcome to Catching the Waves of Revival. I'm excited, y'all. I got to let y'all all know. You know why I'm excited? Because I have an expectation. I thank God for our apostle. See, there's an excitement in there. And I believe that God will do all that is in his heart for every phase of his ministry, which includes this training center. I always want you to be conscious of the fact that this is not regular. You are having an opportunity to participate in the grace of God that's upon a man's life that can impact your life and your family lives as you don't take it for granted, tap into it, receive it, and have an expectation that God want to do some great things in your life. Amen. So, Father, tonight we thank you. We're so gracious, so thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ, all that he accomplished on our behalf in his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. We also thank you, Father, that when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. And he gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers. I thank you for the gift that we have in our apostle, Apostle Leroy Thompson Sr. I thank you for the royal family, everything that's connected to him. We decree that it is prospering beyond measure, beyond his wildest dream. We thank you for the precious Holy Spirit, who is actually the true teacher. We know nothing. He knows everything. So, Holy Spirit, thank you for giving us eyes to see, ears to hear, a heart to believe, and a mouth to speak tonight. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, chapter 10, we're finishing up with the final manifestation where it's going to talk about laughter. One of the things I want to emphasize again is that we don't want to be so caught up with the physical manifestations of being slain in the spirit or holy laughter or anything else that the Holy Spirit would do in our midst. The second thing I'd like to say about that is we do not want to despise it either. You know, some people are so spiritual that when the Holy Spirit begins to move in a way that's new to them, they begin to shut down in the spirit. Y'all understand what I'm saying? For example, if you have never been around holy laughter and all of a sudden it begins to spread, then you sit up there with a critical spirit. Are you listening? So you are not going to be able to tap in. And not only will you not be able to tap in, you're going to hinder the flow of the Spirit. Remember, on the day of Pentecost, they were with one accord in one place. I think that this generation needs to have an expectation for the supernatural. And so you can only get that type of training in an apostolic and prophetic school of ministry. We're not here to educate you so you can be intellectually smart. Are you listening? I think Apostle's main forte is to educate us in the realm of the Spirit. This is who he is, and this is what he do, and I have not found any like him. Amen. Well, don't get mad. You need to feel like that about your own daddy. But if you're in this school, you need to appreciate this apostle. Okay, let's go.
Unspeakable and laughter. Practical helps.
Practical helps for unspeakable laughter.
Number one, lead the people into worship.
All right, this is how it begins in a revival. We have to lead the people into worship.
With full expression of their spirit.
With full expression of our spirits.
Soul and body.
With full expression of your spirit, your soul, and your body. Now, apostles have been teaching us. Now, see, I don't want y'all just to follow that in school now. Are you listening? Make some noise. I want to know you're listening. I need for you to understand that you, this school of ministry is only a small snippet of what's available to you. All of his, you get connected properly. You can watch him online in Sunday morning, Wednesday, in his maturity classes. You can follow him with these Money Coming to You conferences. But one of the things he mentioned just recently, he's been talking about divine alignment, spirit, soul, and body. Without divine alignment, we can't have the type of expectation. Are you listening? Because God cannot do fully in our lives until we're sanctified wholly, separated wholly under God, spirit, soul, and body. So even when it comes to the manifestation of the spirit, holy laughter, we have to be in divine alignment to start seeing these type of manifestations in the body of Christ. All right, go ahead.
Number two, be sure that God is leading us.
We must be sure that God is leading us
to see this type of manifestation.
To see or to experience this type of manifestation.
In that particular service or meeting.
In this particular service or meeting. Go ahead, sir.
Number three, create an atmosphere of great liberty.
Now, we must create an atmosphere of great liberty.
And celebration by singing.
And celebration by singing.
And dancing.
And rejoicing. Now, you see, atmospheric conditions, you know, a tornado just don't show up. A hurricane just don't show up. A thunderstorm just don't show up. Atmospheric conditions are conducive for it happening. Are you listening? That's why, you know, it's good to have we got super Doppler radar out there. We sure don't need a category 5 trying to march in this direction, nobody know. But y'all understand that there's a hurricane season, which means that the atmosphere is conducive for a hurricane forming. So in the church, we must create those type of atmospheres in order for us to experience these manifestations that we've been talking about, being slain in the spirit, holy laughter, and so forth and so on. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, number four, exalt the greatness of God.
We must always exalt the greatness of God.
And believe that the Holy Spirit
will reveal to his people
His awesome power. And his supreme confidence in himself.
See, the Holy Spirit has been authorized to do what he's doing. Did you hear that? The Holy Spirit will never speak of himself. He will only carry out the will of the Father and the Son. That is his purpose in the earth realm. You listening to me? And as believers, we must have more intimacy with him. I like to say it this way. The Holy Spirit is to us what Jesus was to the 12. Are you listening? I say the Holy Spirit is to us what Jesus was to the 12. That he's our teacher, our lead, our guide, everything that we want. He's it. You got it? Go ahead.
Number five, encourage verbal and audible exuberance.
We must encourage in those atmospheric conditions, verbal
and audible exuberance.
Verbal and audible exuberance.
Excited praise. An expression to come forth. From their spirits. Number six, intensify the excitement.
We must intensify the excitement.
With prophetic utterances. Carrying the messages of God's greatness and might.
That's why it's important to have a director. You know, a lot of times in moves of the spirit, you know, people like free-for-alls. But as I told you last week, you got to have someone that's carrying a mantle like apostle carry to keep people from getting over into foolishness. Are you listening? Or I'll put it this way. Instead of flowing and functioning in the spirit, now they get over into the flesh and they begin to draw attention unto themselves versus allowing the Holy Spirit to be the one causing the manifestation. Y'all understand that?
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead, sir.
Number seven, teach them to feel their own spirit.
We must teach you how to feel or how to cooperate with your own spirit.
For the joy rising in their hearts.
For the joy that's rising up within your heart. See, we have to begin to train and teach people in church. See, when we all come together, there's no church service that when everybody come together, everybody in that service have the ability to prophesy. Now, see, I could tell. See, everybody have it. The problem in the church is we're not able to move into these areas because of lack of training. Are you listening? But let me share this with you. When you give a word of prophecy in any service, whether it's revival or regular service, the set man in that house, if he's spiritually trained, he will know if you're giving an authentic word. Are you listening? Because authentic words change the atmosphere. Any word that people give that waters down the atmosphere, are you listening? Is not true prophecy. Y'all not see people don't want to talk about this. It's not true prophecy. Prophecy is for exhortation, edification, and comfort. If it doesn't do that, you got to throw it out. It ain't prophecy. Prophecy got to be judged. And that's why individuals don't want to be around someone like Apostle Thompson, because they think it's not about control, but it's about direction. And then again, it is about control, but not control where we cannot express ourselves in the spirit, but to keep people from getting out and off. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
With fleshly manifestations that God is not authorizing. Go ahead, sir.
It may well up immediately or gradually.
It may well up immediately or gradually.
Depending on the type of atmosphere.
Depending on the type of atmosphere.
Prevalent in that meeting.
Prevalent in the meeting. That's why when we come together, you have to check all that stuff that's on your mind. When you enter into a church service, your heart got to be, I come here to hear from God. That's got to be your heart and your focus. There must always be an attitude, I come to receive, not give my revelation. That's how we help ministers. I travel with Apostle Thompson extensively, and I'm refreshed every time. I'm getting something every time. You want to know why? Because I don't care if he said something he said the last time. It's fresh. I mean, come on now. Bunny bread is baked every day. Come on now. I mean, we need to get out of staleness of the spirit and go in the freshness of the spirit. People know when you're stale. And stale bread, I'm told, is only good for bread pudding. Go ahead, sir.
Number 8, teach them to express their joy and happy lives.
We must teach you how to, you got to be taught. It's okay to be free in church. You listening to me? It's okay to be exuberant, huh? But make sure it's on him. You're expressing your gratitude for how good he is to you. And I'm telling y'all, he's a good God. Oh, make no mistake about it. I'm so glad I'm connected to, because you see, you have things. If you don't have the proper connection, you listening? Then you ain't gonna handle situations right. You understand that? Connection means something. And if it wouldn't be for connection, there are certain places you couldn't get to.
Amen.
There are certain people you must be connected to in order for you to get to your place of destiny. Nobody get there as a lone ranger. Go ahead, sir.
Number 9, challenge them to express more fully.
We must challenge you to express more fully.
Until they are laughing out stronger and more.
Until you're laughing out more stronger and more consistently. Now, listen, that means you done tapped in. See, I've been there before. I know holy laughter is real, but I also know that it can be abused, because there was a gentleman who came to the city that I was in, and they would hold holy laughter meetings. Now, I don't mean to be, I'm not trying to cut nobody down, but you got to understand something. God's people don't need to go to a church service where they're going to just sit down and laugh and don't get taught nothing. I see nobody want to talk about that. You got to be taught the word. Are you listening? Then if that manifestation comes as a result of being taught the word, are you listening? Then that's good. But if you just go there to laugh and fall all out and everything, well, what good is that doing? No, I'm just saying. Whether you like it or not, it's the truth anyhow. Maybe you were holding the meeting. I don't know. Go ahead, sir.
Teaching them proper posture and voice control.
Teaching them proper posture and voice control.
Doing manifestation. Can help those manifesting the spirit.
Can help those who are manifesting the spirit.
Of laughter. Not to injure their vocal cords.
Not to injure your vocal cords.
Or your abdominal muscles.
So that's some deep laughter. Now, like I say, some of y'all have never been there. I've been there where, I mean, it gets so deep in your belly, it's just one of them things, you know. It's a good thing, though. It's a good thing. It's like getting drunk, you know. I'm not a young man who ever experienced being intoxicated. You know, I came out of Kojic. We didn't believe in drinking, smoking, and all that kind of stuff. And I played basketball. So, you know, I was always taught to stay away from that stuff. So I never really got high. But when you get to laughing in the spirit, I hate to use the word uncontrollably, because, you know, the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. You listening? But once you tap in, it's a joyful thing. Are you listening? And I believe it's during those times God get that hurtful stuff out of you. Stuff that tried to trip you up, say you ain't going no further. And God say, look at me. Go ahead, sir.
Number 11, it would be wise to explain what God is doing.
It would be wise doing these manifestations to explain what God is doing.
To these people.
To the people present.
Who are laughing uncontrollably. Number 12, nobody should be allowed to lay their hands on.
Now, this is good training, y'all. See, nobody should be allowed to lay their hands upon.
Anybody. For importation.
Of any sort.
Unless authorized by the leading minister.
Unless authorized by who? That's called government. Are you listening? So when you go to a church that's strong in government, people want to call it, you know, like a dictatorship, you know, and make people afraid. No, somebody got to be in charge. Are you listening? A man ought to run his household. Oh, Lord. Oh, geez, I felt that, Lord. That was quiet. Oh, Lord. No, woman, God didn't call you to run the man. And man, quit wimping out. That don't mean you lord it over your wife, but be a man. The woman wants somebody who can make some decisions. Amen. Well, y'all girls up in here, y'all should have been screaming, press the button. You know? Amen. That's one thing I love about Apostle Thompson. He wants real men. And if you don't want to be a real one, don't be around him, because he's going to tell you about it. That's one thing I got to tell you I love more than anything. If you don't want to know the truth, don't hang around him, because he's going to tell you, as my wife would say, tell it like it is. That's our favorite song. Okay, go ahead, sir.
Number 13, nobody should be allowed to behave foolishly.
Nobody should be allowed to behave foolishly.
Or go around tickling others. For the spirit of laughter. To come upon others
or to be in manifestation. Go ahead.
God uses the foolish things of this world. But not the fools.
Did y'all catch that? See, because sometimes people, you know, see, that's when you leave out of the spirit now, and you're trying to go, that's when you're really focusing so much on the manifestation, you understand, the physical manifestation versus understanding the move of the spirit. You know, you know, going around tickling somebody, that's foolish. Are you listening? Don't come up to church to tickle nobody. Tickle the wrong person, they might punch you or something. That'll be another fleshly manifestation. But in some cases, it would be the right one. Because don't be putting your hands on me. Hello, somebody. Okay, go ahead, sir.
Number 14. It would be important.
It would be important.
For those manifesting the spirit of laughter.
For those who are manifesting the spirit of laughter.
To receive a revelation of God's triumph.
In their own lives.
The leading minister should pray. For everyone collectively. That they would know the victory and the triumph. Of Christ in every area of their need. See, that's really where the laughter come from. Y'all listening to me?
See, when God show you, now y'all got to understand this. When God show you that that thing that's been messing with you is over and done with, huh? God can make it comical to you. Y'all ain't, come on. You will be laughing at your problem. You know what's intimidating, huh? To face somebody and they think, you know, they come up in the ring, for example, you're in a boxing match and you already know I'm about to whip your, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to put it on you. Yeah, all right. Are you listening? And you come up in that ring with such a smile on your face. That can be intimidating. Are you listening? You my enemy. I already know you whip. So no matter what you bring to me, I'm not entertaining it. Huh? God always causes us to triumph. There's no situation that you face in your life, watch what I'm about to say now, that you have not already overcome. Satan's assignment is to harass your mind, punish your mind, accuse your mind, get you to the point where you can't even see what God said is rightfully yours. Apostle used these words. He said three things. You need to hear, you need to see, and you need to understand. So it is good for you to always ask God. These are things I've learned from being around him. These are things that I pray. God, open my eye. First of all, open my ears, my inner ear, that I could hear. Uh-huh. Open mine eyes that I could see. Mm-hmm. Open my understanding. These are all things that we need in order to keep flowing. You listening? In the things of God. You got to do this on purpose. You got to be serious about this. See, I know I don't know everything. You hear Apostle talk about weaknesses and infirmities, and that has been how he's been able to have so much progress because he realized this ain't me. I don't have, you know, the type of education he say to do all of this. But can I be truthful with you? I believe because of his commitment to God, that wisdom that God has put on the inside of him far supersedes any of the intellectual stuff I ever got from being an honors graduate from college. Now, that's real talk. I didn't hear enough of y'all want to say nothing to that. I'm telling you, I don't care. He may not have made straight A's and B's and all of that, but I'm telling you, he is the wisest man I've ever encountered. And his vocabulary is stellar. All right. Don't get mad, because I mean, only a man who know who he is can mess up a word and say, what you laughing for? You broke. Hello. So you pronouncing that word right ain't getting it. Are you listening? There's a wisdom that come from God that supersedes the wisdom of the world. And I'm telling you, I don't care what nobody say. And somebody say, why you talk about him so much? Because I love him. It's that simple. I'm appreciative of where my life is today because of the connection. And if you hadn't met me years ago in 98 before I met him, you would be able to see a marked change and a marked progression in my life. And the good thing is, I ain't nowhere finished yet. Go ahead, sir.
Number 15, since these manifestations are contagious.
Since these manifestations, notice the word, are contagious.
And capable of spreading very quickly.
And they are capable of spreading very quickly.
To the people.
To the people. A need to be taught to yield.
To the flow of the Holy Spirit.
To the flow of the Holy Spirit.
So that God can move through them.
So that God can move through them.
They must not stand around passively.
You must not stand around passively.
And not participate in the flow of service.
And not participate in the flow of service. Now, I told you that's another saying. See, without participating, you cannot be a partaker. Are you listening? You have to participate. When you go into any type of service, you really go to add to. Not just take from. Add to. How do I add to a service? Well, if my position is I'm ready to receive, now God can pour out more. Are you listening? But if I go there with my 10 revelations, Because y'all know people do this. While you're preaching, he should have got that scripture. Oh, he should have got that scripture. Oh, he should have got that scripture. Well, who preaching? Follow the speaker. He following the Holy Ghost. He ain't trying to follow you. And the Holy Spirit, that's one thing Apostle teaches us as we minister with him and for him. He always used these words. I'm with you. Y'all need to know this. I'm with you. Are you listening? But allow God to use your uniqueness. I'm not here to judge you or tell you down. I'm your father. I'm with you. I'm tell y'all straight up. I'm going to tell you straight up. If you are a man of God and you had to preach for a man of God at that caliber, the enemy would be messing with your mind about how you say this or do that. But you don't have to do that with him. You want to know why? I'm with you. Y'all will catch that later. I'm with you. I'm with you. That's a great thing. That brings a comfort, and you can be yourself and enjoy what God is going to uniquely do through you because you're operating from the apostolic grace that is upon his life. Go ahead, sir.
Need to be directed and guided.
We need to be directed and guided.
Properly into the full expression.
Properly into the full expression.
Of this manifestation.
Of this manifestation. Now, we're talking about the spirit of laughter. You got to be properly guided and directed so that when it begins to take off and become contagious, all people present, that's when I see here. All people present should be able to tap into it and get the fullness of that manifestation. All right, now see, now there y'all go. Now let me help you. When the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, it didn't say, and some were filled. And they all were filled. You want to know why? Because the Holy Spirit took, first of all, the Lord Jesus Christ is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, and cloven tongues like as a fire set up on each of them. So he personally administered the Holy Spirit to every one that was in that upper room. Are you listening? The head of the church wants to see to it that his church is flowing in the very spirit that caused him to do everything he did to accomplish his father's mission here on earth. Go ahead, sir.
Need to be directed and guided properly.
A need to be directed and guided properly
into the full expression of this manifestation.
Into the full expression of this manifestation. Go ahead.
Need to know how to maintain that atmosphere.
We need to know how to maintain the atmosphere
throughout the manifestations.
Throughout the manifestations.
So that the manifestations.
So that the manifestations
can continue longer.
Can continue longer
until it has affected.
Until it has affected everyone. That is the whole purpose, not for a few to get it and everybody spectating. You know, are you listening? Okay, go ahead, sir.
Need to be in a worshipful mode.
We need to always be in a worshipful mode.
Seven major stages of revivals
now,
in upcoming chapters.
There are seven major stages of revival that we now we'll be dealing with separate chapters that will deal with each of these seven stages of a revival for this end time church. Notice I'm not talking about something that happened. I'm talking about something we're presently in. Go ahead, sir.
The last day revival is going to be established in seven progressive stages.
You know, I'm a numbers man and seven is the number of rest. God wants to bring his people to a place of rest. Are you listening? Rest. You don't have to toil all the time. Shouldn't really be toiling at all because you're walking in a finished work. Go ahead, sir.
These stages will lay a lasting foundation.
These stages will lay a lasting foundation
for an ongoing revival.
For an ongoing revival
that will climax with the return of the Lord.
That will climax with the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that means money coming is a part of this, because the Lord spoke to Apostle and said would be here till he comes. Amen. And I really believe. Listen to me. I believe what the Apostle said, and I hope all of you do what I do. I was in a meeting in Orlando, Florida. He said, everything I speak to you in this day, ask God to do it to you suddenly, immediately, and straightway. Because sometimes it's taking too long. But it's not because he's not pouring out. It's because we're not connecting properly. Are you listening? I mean, if God did it for him, huh? And he's of no respecter of persons, he'll do it for us. And we can't come and be a part of this school and not want to manifest the fullness of what God has given him in apostolic ministry. Money cometh is his forte. That's his assignment to the body of Christ. So everybody connected to him ought to have a plenty of money. And I don't know how you could be sad with a plenty of God money that caused no sorrow to be with it. Go ahead, sir.
We need to realize that the last day revival.
We need to realize that the last day revival
is launched from the church.
Is launched from the church.
Which has become strong and empowered.
Which has become strong and empowered.
For a divine attack.
For a divine attack.
To change and reform society.
To change and reform society. And I want y'all to hear what I'm going to say. Please hear me if you don't hear nothing else I say tonight. It is time for us to get off of this bandwagon. This paradigm that we have been taught almost since we came into Christ, that the rapture is our escape hatch. And that, oh, Lord, I got to go here. That is the most asinine thing I've ever heard. We ain't got to flee from the devil. The Bible says he must reign until all enemies has been made his footstool. And the only organization that has that type of power and authority is the body of Christ. Amen. Last I checked, Jesus is the head of the church, which is his body. The feet are on the body. We must conquer all of his enemies. So we have a heaven to earth government, not leaving earth to go to heaven. Amen. And if you don't get that switch, you're going to be, well, I ain't holding on till he come. I'm kicking butt till he come. Amen. Oh, y'all don't want to talk. Don't worry about some little challenge you might think you see me having. You only here to witness something God want to do that you ain't never saw before. Amen. So quit tripping in your head. I feel him. He all right with me. See, connection bring that kind of attitude. I want you to get a heaven to earth mindset. God put you in this earth realm to dominate. We're to have dominion. A revival is not about trying to wrap up stuff to get out. Revival is about taking over, changing society. I don't care. You know, I don't care how bad things get. You don't have to listen to ignorant people. Talking about God sent Katrina, you know, because New Orleans was, full of the devil and all that stuff. You know, because Katrina mean purify. And that's why you need a real man of God. God told me, he said, well, if I sent Katrina to purify New Orleans, I missed. Because the French Quarter, Bourbon Street, where all the debauchery is going on, hello somebody, was open for 24 hours. They were still drinking hurricanes and doing every other debacle thing. Are you listening? But we get around religious people who talk about God ain't did nothing. That storm had a right to come. Are you listening? That's why we got to gird up and understand the power that we have. All right. If we're exercising heaven to earth government, there's some things we're going to be able to turn. Now, there were some hurricanes through prayer we turned. But I'm going to be honest with you. God spoke to me and said, it's coming. Well, man, look, I don't believe God. Nothing should happen to a believer by surprise. God said it was coming. Get your family out of here. I did exactly what he told me to do. Are you listening? I wasn't afraid because he told me what to do. Other hurricanes were marching up the mouth of the river, which meant doom for where I was living. But God said, no, you ain't got to leave. Speak to it. And I've seen it come up the mouth and at the last minute make a turn. I know who that was. There was a hand out there. See, in every city, God got men of God. And now that I'm connected properly to an apostle, that means my anointing increases. Because I'm following somebody that got more weight in the spirit than I. Oh, Lord, I'm going to help somebody by the name. Go ahead, sir.
Understanding the seven major stages.
Understanding these seven major stages.
Of the last day revival.
Of the last day revival.
Will help establish the next move of God.
Will help establish the next move of God.
And gain a strong momentum.
And gain a strong momentum.
For the Holy Spirit to sweep across the
nation. I don't believe revival is revival till a whole nation is under conviction. The prophets of old affected nations, not just a city, a state, a parish, and a county, but the whole nation felt the move of the Spirit. I believe that's the kind of man we are connected to. Are you listening? Jesus took 12 men and changed the whole world. Don't tell me God can't do it again. Go ahead, sir.
The last day revival is unique.
The last day revival is unique.
Because these seven major stages.
Because these seven major stages.
Are going to be simultaneously.
They're going to be in manifestation. Watch this now. Simultaneously. All happening at the same time. Y'all got that? Y'all got that? Miracles. Signs. Wonders. You listening? Wealth, health, all of it. Go ahead, sir.
Added to the lives of those who are currently moving.
Added to the lives of those who are currently moving.
In the present truth of what God is revealing.
In the present truth of what God is revealing.
And restoring.
And restoring.
One of the most essential things.
One of the most essential things.
That becomes prerequisite.
That becomes a prerequisite.
For this next move.
For the next move of
God. Is the ability to hear prophetically.
Is the ability, there it is, to hear prophetically.
What God is saying.
What God is saying.
And doing.
And doing.
Today.
Today.
And to align ourselves in accordance.
And to align ourselves in accordance.
To his ways.
To his way. You can't do that apart from with your mind not engaged. He that hath an ear to hear, let him be hearing. What the Spirit is saying to the churches. Are you listening? You got to have an ear to hear. Then you have to have eyes to see. You have to know that Apostle Thompson is different. You cannot treat him as a common, ordinary man. You must understand that that mantle is to affect and impact your life for the rest of your life. You know, I think no greater statement can be made to a son than you got the Spirit of your father. I can tell who you've been hanging with. Y'all ain't talking to me. The disciples were ignorant and unlearned men. That's what the Bible say. But the people in their society took note that they had been with Jesus. Why? Because they gave witness and they bear witness to his resurrection, that he's not dead. He's alive. That's what apostolic government is about. Apostle is here to bear witness that who we serve is not dead. He's alive. Therefore, you can expect signs, wonders, and miracles to follow this apostolic ministry. That's why when you are in a position where you need a miracle, don't you fret about it. Know that your connection will produce it. Y'all ain't talking. And time is irrelevant. I'm going to help some of y'all tonight. Time is irrelevant. You won't know why? Because the win of God is now. God is never going to do anything. He's already done it. So you must speak the end from the beginning. No matter what come, no matter what go, no matter what doctor report you get, you can't cry and whine and act like a baby. You got to be mature. You got to be able to say what God said, stick with it, even when your body acting up. Tell it, shut the hell up. We're going to do the word. Go ahead.
If we do not position ourselves.
If we do not position ourselves.
And what God is doing today.
And what God is doing today.
We cannot expect God to take us.
We cannot expect God to take us.
Into the next move.
Into the next move. Okay, exams next week. Amen. Prepare properly. And read chapter 11 next time.